hear my youngest son barking in the background. He wants to be heard today as we are speeding your way quick as a greyhound, chatting more than a chihuahua, leaping through obstacles like a border collie, and barking out loud my better pet parenting messages. I am Denise Fleck, the Pet Safety Crusader, and I'm delighted to help you make a difference in the life of an animal. I hope everyone two-footed and four-pawed had a really safe and happy Independence Day. Today, we're going to talk with Keith Minster about CuraPet, which should be part of your pet first aid kit. We'll also discuss Lost Pet Prevention Month with Lorian Clemens of Pet Hub, and we're going to hear all about that blog pause conference I broadcasted live from just a couple of weeks ago. So no matter how much you already rock at taking care of your furry family members, there's always more to learn. So please sit, stay, or just keep on doing what you're doing. But stay tuned to this episode of Pet Safety Crusader Radio to learn how to be the person your dog or cat knows you can be. Now, you all know I am a longtime pet first aid instructor, and you can imagine I'm always on the lookout for better ways we can help our pets before we get to the veterinarian. Something I've happened upon recently is CuraPet. It's an amazing spray that treats abrasions, lacerations, skin irritations of all types, eye and ear infections, and a whole lot more. It's FDA approved, salt-free, and it's safe on all animals. That is really cool because, you know, sometimes there are things we can use on our dogs that we can't use on our cats or other species. So this is a fabulous addition to everybody's pet first aid kit. So I'd love to bring Keith on board. Keith, how are you?
I'm very good. How are you doing today, Denise?
I'm doing bow wow wonderful, as I like to say. So will you tell me what CuraPet is and how it actually works?
Yeah, I'd be happy to. CuraPet is a 100% natural, non-toxic wound and skin care product that, as you said, is safe to use on all parts of any type of animals. The active ingredient in CuraPet is a hypochlorous solution, which is a strong natural bacteria destroyer.
Wow. Well, that's, you know, an important thing depending on, you know, what ails our pet, but to get rid of that nasty bacteria. There are a lot of products out there. You know, what separates you? Why should we get CuraPet from, you know, some of those other things we're seeing?
Well, CuraPet is a great first-line defense to use in conjunction with your vet. I'm sure you'll agree, if the patient comes in without infection, the follow-up procedure is going to be much easier for the vet. So CuraPet should be in everybody's first aid kit to start with. Our product is different than anybody's because the equipment we use is patented equipment that creates the only salt-free product. And you really don't want to pour salt in that open wound.
No, absolutely not. So you mentioned hypochlorous solution. How is that made, or, you know, what is that exactly? Because I'm unfamiliar with that.
Well, that's made during the process of electrolyzing water. During that process, two products are made. One product created is sodium hydroxide, which is a very powerful natural cleaner and degreaser. And then the hypochlorous solution is the other product that's created, which is a strong disinfectant. And that becomes CuraPet.
Wow. So there's no salt going in the wound. We're disinfecting it. And hopefully that's going to, you know, make our pets heal a lot more quickly.
It's perfect for debriding of wounds. The bacterial kill times are very quick, 5 to 10 seconds. You can see those times on our website, curapet.com. There's a lot of information there.
Wow, so you're saying it kills it like almost immediately, but how, you know, how quick can we actually see results from CuraPet?
I just had a gentleman who had a terrible skin problem on his dog. He'd been to the vet and they had him on antibiotics, but this dog was still itching and scratching. He took our product, and as soon as he sprayed it on his dog, he said he could see the relief in his dog's face. And the dog quit scratching, and 2 days later, he said his dog is totally healthy.
Wow. Well, number one, that's what we all want to see right away, the relief in our pet, because, you know, they're our furry best friends and we don't want to see them suffering. And since we don't share a common language, sometimes that's a difficult thing to really get feedback. So if we can see that in his eyes or their body, you know, language, that's, you know, a great relief. And then you mentioned that he stopped scratching, and that's generally half the battle with healing anything, because if we can't get them to stop scratching, just like us, we keep opening the wound over and over. So that just sounds fabulous.
Right. If you can stop the scratching from the bacteria and the product kills the bacteria so quickly, we help to solve the problem.
Wow. That's so great. I mean, can I use this on myself too?
Well, this is a pet product, but I'm not going to tell you that it doesn't work on people.
Of course, no, and I know there are certain different kinds of FDA restrictions and all, but we find that a lot of things, especially when they're more natural and they don't have all these crazy salts and chemicals in them, you know, that we find that if it accidentally gets on our bodies as well, it does the trick. So, but we're talking about more of the four-legged kinds of critters here that it's good for. So,
well, but
I know
that's a good point, because our product is totally safe for the caretaker as well as the animal. So there's no need for that to worry. Even if you would get it in your eyes, it's not going to create a problem.
Fabulous. And I mean, we're talking, you know, dogs and cats, but this is also good for horses, farm animals. Elaborate, what other critters?
Oh, yeah, horses, farm animals, parrots. I have a lot of parrot people. They say it works wonders on their birds while they're molting, helps them from getting any kind of infections. Hamsters, the only one you can't use it on is a fish.
Okay, well, good to know, but that's so great across the board, because a lot of people that, you know, share their lives with animals do have more than one species, and I know I have a lot of pet sitter friends out there that listen to this show too, and since they do care for other animals, it's good to know what can work across the species barrier here, and it just really helps when we only have to have one product rather than, you know, a suitcase of different things depending on which animal we're dealing with.
Right, and CuraPet is safe anywhere on the dog, the eyes. If the dog has really bad breath and you spray it in their mouth, it helps kill the bacteria, cleans their breath up for a while. It's no problem wherever you spray it, it's going to help.
Wow, Keith, I'm actually stunned on that, because, you know, a lot of times we'll have what's considered a natural or a safe antibacterial or disinfecting spray, but, you know, the rule is don't get it in the eyes, nose, or mouth.
Yes, so, that's not a problem with CuraPet. It's safe.
Wow, so that really does make it stand out from a lot of the other products out there. How awesome. We're going to take a quick break, and I want you to stay with us, Keith, because we have a lot more CuraPet to talk about. So we'll be back after this quick break.
Hey, pet lovers, listen up. No more odors. By using Odor Cleanse, that's right, Odor Cleanse in a bottle, that is, O-D-O-R-K-L-E-N-Z. Odor Cleanse completely eliminates pet odors and also odors commonly associated with pets, ranging from wet dog smell to that dreaded skunk spray odor. It is non-toxic and safe to use around your pets and family, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. For more information, go to odorcleanse.com. That's O-D-O-R-K-L-E-N-Z. Odorcleanse.com.
I am the Pet Safety Crusader, and although I have taught more than 10,000 humans animal life-saving skills, I know there are so many more dogs and cats who could benefit from their people learning better pet parenting. That's why I travel far and wide teaching you to keep your pets safe and help them live longer, happier, healthier lives. So please sit, stay, or just keep on doing what you're doing. But join me Thursdays at 1 p.m. on BBS Radio for each episode of Pet Safety Crusader Radio to learn, share, and become the bow, wow, wonderful person your pet knows you can be.
Hey, pet lovers, you have to see this. Unique custom pet portraits. I mean unique. These are really cool. You can now have your furry children look like a king, a queen, plus so much more. make them the leaders of the world. There's nothing like this. It's a must, especially for the holidays. This is what I want you to do. Go to therenaissancepet.com. I'll spell it for you. The, therenaissance pet.com. Therenaissancepet.com. The Renaissance Pet Portraits for the pets who has it all.
You are back with the Pet Safety Crusader, and we are talking to Keith Minster of CuraPet, and I am just so amazed, and my jaw has dropped over this product that disinfects and helps, you know, wounds heal, but it's something we don't have to worry about if we get it in our dog's eyes, ears, nose, mouth. It's completely safe for all animals. So tell us a little bit about the manufacturing of CuraPet, Keith, will you please?
Yeah. As I mentioned earlier, it's a process of electrolyzing water, and we separate it into the two products. From there, we control everything because we have our own semi-automated bottle-filling equipment. We do our own labeling. We do everything in-house to assure the quality of the product and to make sure it gets to our customers in a timely fashion.
Awesome. Now, can they buy it directly, or do they have to go to a store or to a veterinarian?
Well, if they happen to be in the Central Florida area, which we're located, our business, which is the Natural Garden Store, is located in New Smyrna Beach, Florida. If they're in that area, we're in about 40 locations, so they can contact us at our website, curapet.com, and I'd be happy to give them the dealer closest to them. Or they can simply order the product online at curapet.com.
Fabulous. Now, you mentioned about getting it into bottles. So is this something you dab on, spray on? Tell us a little bit more about how it's packaged and how you actually use it.
Oh, that's a good question. CuraPet actually comes packaged in three sizes. We package it in a 2-ounce traveler that you can take with you on the road that has a finger sprayer on it. It also comes in an 8-ounce bottle. That also comes with a finger sprayer. And then the larger 16-ounce bottle has a trigger sprayer handle on that. Most times, people with larger animals or horses like the large bottle, and they like the spray pattern that the finger sprayer gives, or the trigger sprayer gives.
Got it. Well, that makes sense. And like I was talking with my audience last week, I took my high school animal care class to Farm Sanctuary for a field trip. And we saw, you know, the pigs and the cows and the horses and the sheep and the goats and all of the bigger animals. And I can imagine, you know, in the case of a larger animal, that trigger sprayer would make a lot more sense. But to me, it sounds like if we have pets at home, we should probably have that big bottle and then also one of the smaller ones for our pet first aid kit. And we can always then refill that little bottle with the big one.
Well, and that's a good point because our product has a 1-year shelf life, and you can extend that by keeping the product in a cool, dark place like the refrigerator. And that's an excellent idea. Then you can refill your smaller bottle and keep that with you when you're traveling.
Well, it just seems like such an important thing for all of us that have dogs and we go out on hikes or we go to dog parks or any place like that where we're out and about. So it's nice to have that small bottle that we can keep in our purses and our pet first aid kits and our backpacks or whatever we take with our pets. Now,
I think that's an excellent idea.
Terrific. Now, you mentioned, I think you said Natural Garden Store. Is this their main product, or are there other products available, or tell me a little bit about that?
Well, the Natural Garden Store, our main product right now is the CuraPet wound and skin care, but we also are producing a CuraPet environmental cleaner. Now, the environmental cleaner is a 100% natural and non-toxic product also to clean your pet's environment. It's effective for pretreatment of heavily soiled items and cleans very well without the need for any additional chemical products.
Wow. And is there any kind of scent to this, or tell me about that?
No, there's no scent to it at all. You don't smell anything. It's just clean. It's great for the pet cages, bird cages, pet bowls, bedding, horse blankets, and the bridal hardware, just anything you can think of. And then you're not using some kind of caustic chemical. It's a 100% natural cleaning product. And then if you want to go the next step after you've cleaned it, a quick spray with CuraPet Wound and Skin Care, and you've killed any bacteria.
Wow, that sounds like a great combo. And you're probably wondering where I was going with the scent thing, thinking, you know, that was I thinking it had some kind of cologne spray. But, you know, our pets have just such amazing sniffers on them. And a lot of times people like to use like vinegar and water solutions because they find that's very natural to clean. But sometimes that vinegar is just too strong for our dogs and they won't go near, you know, anything like that. So that's what I was looking for, to make sure it wasn't anything that was going to turn our pets away, because even though sometimes we think things smell yummy, they may not so to our pets.
No, I couldn't agree with you more, Denise. And I think that's one of the reasons that when people apply the CuraPet Wound and Skin Care product, the animal doesn't react negatively, because there's not really an odor with that either.
Yes, so important, because I know a lot of things that have tea tree oils and, you know, just different products out there have such strong antiseptic scents. And, you know, to our human noses, they may be strong, but, you know, we get over it. But the pets, it just lingers in all of those, you know, sensory glands there, and they just darn happy and they don't want any part of it. So if you can treat a wound without making your pet run away, that's a huge, huge deal. And I'm assuming this doesn't sting in any way either, the wound and skin.
Neither one of the products has any sting to it. And since you asked about new products, we're also just now starting to work on a people line, which we're going to call Clear Lightning, which will be a similar hypochlorous solution, but for use on the human side. And we've got some intentions for some other products to follow, a high pH drinking water, and some other ideas are in the making.
Wow. Well, it sounds like you folks at CuraPet and Natural Garden Store are really busy. Now, the wound and skin care spray is already available, but when do you think this environmental cleaner for our pets, for their beds, for the floors, for all of the surfaces will be out and ready for us to use?
The environmental cleaner will be online this week, actually.
Wow. So we're kind of like, you know, doing the kickoff here, doing a grand opening. So everybody out there in Pet Safety Crusader land, I highly encourage you to go to CuraPet.com. CuraPet.com and check out these products. I, for one, as the Pet Safety Crusader, am putting you up to the challenge to get one added to your pet first aid kits, because it's so important we can use a product our pets won't run from and that will actually do the job and is safe. So, Keith, before we say goodbye, I would love if you had any testimonials to share, any heartwarming stories about how CuraPet has helped.
Well, I do have a few from our customers. We have a testimonial section on our website. If you visit the site, please take a look at that. And if you use our product, we really appreciate if you write one in there for us. But here's one from Laura B. out of Temple City, California. When my cat's skin behind her ears get irritated, she scratches the area so much she gets sores. I couldn't find a natural treatment to heal her. Then I found CuraPet. The sores went away, no more scratching, and her fur looks great. I'm so relieved.
Wow,
and
that's
being in Florida where we are, the summer heat is really a problem. And I have several friends that have horses in the area, and they always bring out those terrible summer sores on their horses' backs. So I've let them have the CuraPet, and all the people using it are just so thankful to me. They say it's the best product they found. It reduces the inflammation, and the sores on the horse heal much faster. And they like the fact that it's non-toxic, and it's made locally here and packaged and bottled right in the United States of America.
How fabulous on all accounts, and especially since we know, you know, it's non-toxic and it's really doing the job. I must tell you, my two Akitas are always up to something, so CuraPet is going to have to become a constant companion with us. Keith, thank you so much for sharing how we can help our pets. Let me remind everybody once again, it's www.curapet.com, and I hope to talk to you again in the future and hear how the environmental cleaner is working as well. So take care, Keith, and thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much. I look forward to speaking to you again.
Terrific.
It's hot in the summer. Hydrate your pets.
Absolutely. He's got that right. Keep them well hydrated and keep yourselves well hydrated too, because if anything happens to us, we can't help Fido or Fluffy. After this break, we're going to talk Lost Pet Prevention Month. We'll be right back.
Go for a ride in the car. Doesn't matter how far apart. She shines like a star. When we go for a ride in the car.
Hey, pet lovers, listen up. Do you remember when your best friend used to greet you at the door every night? Always there, loyal, wagging his tail, happy to see you? Now things have changed. Your dog is getting older, and you're losing your best friend. Thanks to good nutrition and medical advances, however, our dogs are living longer today than ever before. But as our dogs do get older, they begin to change. Your dog may be waking you up in the middle of the night, or starting to soil in the house, even barking for no reason at all. He may just seem confused or be getting stuck in corners, and he just isn't himself. Over 28 million pets in the United States suffer from these same symptoms. Nutrix is a new, natural, and clinically proven solution that helps get your old dog back. Nutrix is a specially formulated soft chew with a taste dogs love and recommended by veterinarians across the U.S. Help your best friend by talking with your veterinarian about your senior pet's behavior. As a noted veterinarian says, do your pet a favor and ask about behavior. You can get Nutrix from your vet or go to Nutrix.com. For more information, visit their website, www.nutrix.com. I'll spell it out for you. www.neutrix.com. Nutrix.com.
Hey, pet lovers, listen up. Gerard Lariat, creator of the best aromatherapy pet care, has something great for your pets. All natural and 100% biodegradable products recommended by veterinarians. It comes in 5 distinctive scents for shampoos, sprays, and candles, and it will help your pet relax and have plenty of energy at the same time. This is what I want you to do. Go to puppyprimp.com. That is puppyprimp.com. Puppyprimp.com. Your pet will love you for it. Hey, pet lovers, listen up. Purr Spray Pet, all natural, non-toxic spray for all of your pet problems. Proven safe to use for their skin, eyes, and ears. Helps calm and heal wounds, hot spots, insect bites, and lots more. Will not sting, and very safe to use, even for your feathered friends. To find out how you can keep your pets happy and healthy, go to purrspraypet.com. That's purrspraypet.com. purrspraypet.com. Or call us now at 386-310-3924.
And you are back listening to Pet Safety Crusader Radio. That was so awesome about CuraPet. I hope you guys are all rushing to get some for your pet first aid kit or your horse first aid kit or your cow first aid kit or your parrot first aid kit, whatever your pet happens to be. Our next guest, I'm so excited to have her with us today. She absolutely lives and breathes the brand she works for. She's driven and creative and makes incredible things happen on little time, money, and resources. She is Pet Industry Woman of the Year. Her name is Lorian Clemens, and I was actually honored to be sitting next to her when she was crowned Pet Industry Woman of the Year in Portland back in 2014. So, Lorian, how in the heck are you?
I am doing great, Denise. I'm so excited to be joining you today.
Well, Lauren runs along with some other people. I won't say she runs the whole ship, but a company called Pet Hub. And their mission in the ID tags they make is to get lost pets home fast. So first off, let's talk a little bit about what a Pet Hub tag is, how it works, and how it differs from the other tags that may be hanging on our dogs' collars.
Sure, happy to. So Pet Hub is based on a digital ID tag, like you mentioned, and it links to a free online profile for the pet. And unlike a standard ID tag that has one, maybe two pieces of contact information that can't be changed once it's, you know, etched onto the tag, it's there. A Pet Hub ID links to an online profile, and that's a profile that can hold unlimited data. So it can hold as many emergency contacts as you want it to. It can have all of your pet sitters, veterinarians, groomer, you name it, neighbors, friends, family, anybody who might be taking care of the pet. And if you're going out of town, you can change that information just with a click of the mouse. Plus, it holds things like medical information. So their vaccination records, if they're allergic to anything, if they have surgeries, if they're on medications, anything that might be help that pet in a time of crisis, like when they're lost, can be housed on the profile and changed at any time. And it's a free profile, so it's not something that has a fee attached to it. Once people have the tag, then the service itself, the basic service, is free.
Way cool. That's a whole lot more stuff than I can, you know, engrave onto my dog's little bone-shaped or heart-shaped or little round tag.
Well, and the bottom line is that we live in the modern society that we live in. We're a very mobile society. We move a lot. We have a lot of different ways of communicating with each other. You know, frankly, dog tags, the standard dog tags that we all know, were invented before the Civil War. So it's high time that we move ID tags up into the 21st century that fit our lifestyle better. We communicate with Facebook. We communicate with emails. You all use smartphones. You know, more than two-thirds of the nation actually has a smartphone. So it's we are working to create a product that fits our lives.
Well, and it makes so much sense, because one of the things I always tell my students when they're doing a weekly head-to-tail checkup is to also look at their pet's tags, because sometimes there are multiple tags and they bang together. Sometimes they just get filthy, dirty, and you can't read them. And other times from that banging together, that engraving actually wears off. And, you know, when your pet might need somebody to read that tag most, it's illegible.
Exactly. And we all, the way that Pet Hub tags work is that all that information, including the license registration number, can all go on the Pet Hub tag. So you only have to have one tag. And because you can change it at any time, you know, if something new happens with the pet, you move, or they get to update the rabies vaccination or anything like that, it can all go on the same ID tag.
Well, and I really like that convenience of, like you said, with the click of a mouse, that we can go in and update the vaccinations, or we can go ahead and change who the caregiver is, or if we change our phone number, it's just something very easy we can do. We don't have to go through a process of mailing something in and waiting to know things have been changed.
Exactly.
Now, it seems a no-brainer for Pet Hub to create awareness through Lost Pet Prevention Month. I mean, yeah. You know, that's what it's all about. So how did this come about? Usually there's an animal there out there that inspires a lot of what we do, or right. How did it come about?
Well, Pet Hub had been around for about almost 3 years when we started this 3 years ago. And the reason we started the discussion was because during Pet Safety Month, we had noticed that everybody's focus was on microchips, which, of course, are incredibly important. And we fully support the use of microchips. However, a lot of people just kind of, it was an afterthought of, oh, yeah, and an ID tag. And we realized here at Pet Hub that preventing pets from getting lost is a lot more than a microchip, and it's a lot more than an ID tag. There's so much that goes into actually trying to keep a pet from getting lost, and if the pet does get lost, making sure that you set up yourself for success to get them home quickly. Because the bottom line is, Denise, in North America, it's estimated that a family pet is lost every 2 seconds.
And man.
Yeah, and one in three pets are going to be lost in their lifetime, and over 10 million pets are lost every year. So, you know, and then when you look at the statistics, once a pet gets into a shelter, a lost pet gets into a shelter, only 25% of them are getting home again. And that's for dogs. It's even worse for cats. So the statistics aren't great for getting lost pets home. And so, you know, clearly prevention is key. So we wanted to create some awareness that was specific to the situation about lost pets. And so we decided to create actually first a week. And one of the wonderful bloggers that we were working with, she did our inaugural post, and she actually posted it on July 30th, the year that it launched. And in it, she said, so excited to work on Lost Pet Prevention Month. And that's what she put it. And at the time, I was like, wait a minute, it was supposed to be a week. And a lot of people were very excited with the post that she put out there. And I literally got like emails the next day saying, oh, I didn't realize it was a full month. Well, when it was a week, it was too short for me to be able to do something for you. But since it's a month, I'll be happy to help with that. So all of a sudden, it overnight became went from a week to a month. But it's been wonderful because every year, more and more pet industry experts join us in helping get the word out. It's a great effort across a lot of different veterinarians, bloggers, behaviorists, just all kinds of folks out there helping us get the word out in different ways to people about how to prevent lost pets. And also, once the pet is lost, how to get them home quickly. What are the best tools and techniques for getting them home and getting them back safe and sound?
Well, you just said so many very important things, but my goodness, that's funny about, you know, a little mistake turning a week into a month. And it's probably a good thing because the numbers you mentioned are absolutely mind-boggling. And yeah, None of us wants to think our pet's lost. That's got to be just the worst feeling, not knowing where your furry kid is. I mean, I know it happens in the human world too. And I just can't even conceive not knowing if they're okay or if they've, you know, been injured, or if they've found their way to a new family, or if they're in a shelter and, you know, having tragedy strike. So just such an important thing you're doing to create the awareness to get us up off our butts, make sure we have the proper ID. And microchips are great. They have found a lot of pets, you know, that have wandered many distances. They've reconnected them with their family, but the average human does not have a scanner. And a lot of people, unfortunately, aren't motivated enough when they find a pet to take them to a vet or an animal shelter and get them scanned. Whereas if there's something easy or a phone number, or in your case, what is it, like a little QR code on the tag?
Well, yeah. There's actually three ways with the Pet Hub digital ID tag. There are three ways that the pet can get home. It's the QR code, which is a simple free app that is on all smartphones, or they can just look at the web address. There's a simple web address where you can go and put in the code. Or for people that don't want to do that kind of thing, they can just call the phone number. We have a 24/7 found pet hotline on the tag. It's a toll-free number in U.S. and Canada. And so people can just call the phone number, talk to a human being anytime, any day to help that pet get home. But I wanted to point out, Denise, it's really not just about pet identification. And that's kind of what the focus of the month is about. You know, obviously, as a company that deals with pet ID tag, that's a big deal for us. But lost pet prevention is so much more. It's about training. It's about setting up the environment at home to make sure it's, you know, Houdini proof type of thing. Making sure that when you are in situations like traveling and being in moving and all kinds of things where the dog is out of their comfort zone, that's when lost pet situations are most likely to happen. So one of the great things that we have are a bunch of resources for pet parents for all sorts of different situations to help them be prepared. And I'd like to mention where they can go to find all these resources.
Please do.
Yeah, if they go to pethub.com/lostpetprevention, they'll find all the resources there. So it's pethub.com/lostpetprevention. Or if it's easier, they can just put in lostpetprevention.com, and that goes right to back to the site too, to take you to the lost pet prevention tools.
Fabulous, because we all want a tag so that should our pet go missing, they're returned to us. But as conscientious, responsible pet parents, we want to do everything we can to prevent that loss from happening in the first place. And Lorian, I know you're just a master at connecting and partnering with shelters and other companies. Over the last several years, you and I have actually created awareness for this month. We've done an infographic, I remember, on how to do a head-to-tail checkup if you find somebody's pet to make sure they're okay. We've done pet safety quizzes and other things. So what do you have up your sleeve and who's participating this year to help you get the word out?
Well, it's great. And Denise, you've been wonderful in the past working with us on those things. So we're really appreciative of your collaboration there. We have over 30 bloggers and pet industry experts who are out there. So off the top of my head, Go Pet Friendly, a really great travel website, is doing some stuff for us. Kristen Levine at Pet Living is doing some stuff for us. We have folks, my brain's just going, you did What With Your Wiener, which is a really fun hiking blog, is going to be doing basically how to have that safety on the trail to keep your pet from getting lost on the trail. So lots of different folks coming in together and working with us. Another one, Phytos of Reality is doing a post on it too. So a lot of really, really wonderful stuff. They can also, folks can also go to our Facebook page, Pet Hub, Pet Hub's Facebook page, and we have posts 3 or 4 times daily that are new articles as well as articles that were from the previous 2 years. And we have a fun contest too, where they can win a lot of loot by helping find Wags, one of our mascots for Pet Hub. So there's a fun contest going on the Facebook page too.
How fun. And I think everybody you mentioned, I actually know. So it's just so cool that we're all working together to help the animals. So Lorian, thank you so much for joining us today and sharing how you and Pet Hub help our pets. Everybody remember that www.pethub, that's PETHUB.com. And if you go to /lostpetprevention after that, you'll get a whole lot of info. Don't touch that dial, phone line, internet connection, whatever you're listening to us on. We'll be back with Yvonne DeVita of Blog Pause after this quick break.
Hey, pet lovers, listen up. Purr Spray Pet, all natural, non-toxic spray for all of your pet problems. Proven safe to use for their skin, eyes, and ears. Helps calm and heal wounds, hot spots, insect bites, and lots more. Will not sting, and very safe to use, even for your feathered friends. To find out how you can keep your pets happy and healthy, go to purrspraypet.com. That's purrspraypet.com. purrspraypet.com. Or call us now at 386-310-3924. Hey, pet lovers, listen up. Super Essentials, your pet's best friend. Super Essentials is an immune system builder for all the animals. 100% human-made ingredients and made in the USA. Promotes longevity, increases energy, builds healthy joints and strong bones. It builds a solid foundation for excellent health for dogs and cats. This is what I want you to do. Go to www.MotherEarthPet.com to learn so much more about this product. My producer uses it for his pets and for himself as well. That is MotherEarthPet.com. A happy pet is a healthy pet. The site again, www.MotherEarthPet.com. Hey, pet lovers, you have to try this. Organic pet shampoo and organic pet skin spray made by the Green Hippies. You cannot get better than this. They are made with organic vegetables. Wow, this is what you must do. Go to thegreenhippies.com. I'll spell it for you. The Green HIPPIES.com, thegreenhippies.com, or call right now, 386-747-5620.
You are back with the Pet Safety Crusader, and I am so excited. I'm actually wagging my tail over having Yvonne DeVita up next for you. Now, if you tuned in 2 weeks ago today, you heard us broadcasting live from the remote location in Phoenix where the Blog Paws conference, Cat Writers conferences were together, letting all of us pet peeps have a fabulous time. There were dogs, there were cats, there was a rat, there were some ferrets, there were all kinds of fun animals, even the kind that walk on two legs. And we were just having a fabulous time. So right now I want to bring in one of the head honchos, a blogger in her own right who has a women's business blog, The Lipsticking Society, as well as her pelt blog, scratchingsandsniffings.com. She's the content manager and co-founder of Blog Paws. And as the co-founder, Yvonne makes certain that the entire team has all the tools, the support, and everything they need to focus on attracting, supporting, and recognizing the most successful group of social media influencers anywhere. You know, we're all into this social media thing, and you didn't even know you were being influenced by all of us in social media, but you are. And that really is no place stronger than in the pet space. In August of 2015, that was just last year, Yvonne DeVita was named Women of the Year at Women in the Pet Industry Network. So in the previous segment, you heard from another Woman of the Year, Lorianne Clemens, and now we have the current reigning Woman of the Year. Yvonne, welcome to the show.
Oh, man, after all that, wow, I'm like excited beyond belief because you are so right about the whole influence effect from blogging and bloggers. And the reality is we're all people and we all connect and we all want to share. And the bloggers at Blog Paws, we're just like pet people. Aren't pet people the best people ever?
Absolutely. And you know what? Let me just go back to basics, you know, ABC 123, just because people listen to radio, but maybe everybody isn't super social media savvy. I must admit, there's so much more I can learn myself. So in case somebody isn't completely up to speed, what is blogging all about?
Well, it's interesting, Denise. And I'm so glad I could come on the show and talk with you about it, because blogging started as a way for techie people to communicate on the internet. So weblog, that's where it started from, weblog, weblog, became blog. And over 10 years ago when I started my women's business blog, it was about getting businesses to understand how to connect with clients via the internet. So it wasn't really sales and it wasn't really marketing, although you did a little bit of that. What it was teaching, sharing, informing, educating, and entertaining a little bit, because you put pictures in and you put links in and you put references in. And gradually what happened is other groups began to see the benefit. And when I say other groups, we can think about the rise of the mommy blogger. They started communicating with each other. And so if you were a grandmother or a sister or an aunt and you were cross country, you could now share on a blog with your nieces, nephews, kids, whatever. And lo and behold, sprinkled in there were people who loved pets. And I'll tell you that I'm a big pet lover. I used to be a veterinary technician about 100 years ago, as I tell people. But anyway, a long, long time ago. The reality being that pets are an integral part of my life. And 10 years ago, I learned through my women's blog, by the way, how passionate pet people were about their pets and how they were folding them into the family as family members. And so I pitched a blog to Purina. And Purina said, okay, you can blog and we'll sponsor your blog. And lo and behold, I was off and running. I realized that there were other pet bloggers out there. I met Caroline Gollan at a women's blogging conference. Tom, my husband, and I sat at lunch with a small group of pet bloggers that were just amazed at all of the activity and the learning and everything that was going on at this conference. And so Tom and Caroline and myself said, we should do this. We should start something for pet bloggers because they want to be better at what they do. They want people to read their blogs. You know, they want to share and make sure the information that is so important for other pet parents to know gets out there, but they want pet parents to find them and read it. And so we started Blog Paws.
Wow, that's just such an inspirational story. And it's just such a good story in that it tells how we have, I don't want to say evolved, but we have changed. Because many moons ago, I was a publicist at a motion picture studio. And in order to get the word out, we had to know the people, you know, on the TV news or that were running the major magazines or, you know, the big radio stations. Those were the people that were considered influencers. And, you know, in some realms, they still are. But now just the average person, and not that anybody's average, but just, you know, somebody that isn't in the spotlight, that has a passion for something, can, you know, get a blog going, can become an expert in that area, or at least be connected with experts who feed them information and really get information out to the general public that can enhance their lives, that can be fun or silly, that can enhance our pets' lives. And a lot of these bloggers are actually becoming, you know, celebrities in their own right because they're very well known. And it's just such an exciting thing to be, you know, connected with a blog that has contests, that maybe has, you know, different promotional opportunities and that you're learning from.
Absolutely. And you know what? We have become the magazine. So let's go right there. The absolutely dedicated, passionate bloggers who want to make sure that the information they're sharing is the correct information, want to make sure the information they're sharing is the valuable information, want to make sure that they're taking good pictures and producing the kind of content that we used to only get in magazines and newspapers. They are out there learning, and that's what Blog Paws does. We help them learn how to do better at all those things because their blog is a magazine. Their blog has become the magazine. They are now the publisher. As such, to your point, they have to step back and say, am I giving people the right information? And when I say right information, that means, did I talk to a veterinarian about this post about vaccines? Did I go to the right resources like the American Animal Hospital Association? Did I talk with someone who's an expert in their field to make sure I'm sharing the right training information? You know, so the bloggers today are absolutely positively the publishers of the current generation. And they're very serious and they're also very dedicated and committed, the same as publishers used to be. It's different because they are in and of themselves producing the content with occasional guest posts, perhaps, that they do elsewhere or that come on their blogs. So it isn't like a magazine that has 12 different articles and a whole bunch of ads and things. It's a magazine because it's visual. You will see a lot of video and a lot of really cool, fun pictures. Seriously, don't we all like cat videos? Don't we all like cat pictures? It's just the way of the world. So it has to be. It's a very serious undertaking. The bloggers are very serious about it. It was in the beginning, I think, something we all did for, I always did it for my business, but a lot of people did it for fun. And it evolved. It evolved into something that, hey, I've got 5,000 people reading this, 10,000 people reading this. I need to now take myself seriously because these people are counting on me.
So true. And I mean, when we're going to read a blog, we want to know it's somebody that is, you know, professional, because the internet has allowed us all to do so many things without really knowing a whole lot about things. And just like I always talk about hiring a professional pet sitter, you want to entrust your furry kids to somebody who really has taken the extra steps to do the research and gain the knowledge. And the same with the blog you're reading. So we're going to take a quick break, Yvonne, and then we're going to be back with more about Blog Paws.
Oh, awesome.
Let's go for a ride in the car. Doesn't matter how far, far. She shines like a star. Let's go for a ride in the car.
Hey, pet lovers. Have you had this problem? Did you ever lose your keys in your purse or in your pockets? Looking for a better way to carry your dog treats when walking your pet? Or, and this is a big one for me, looking for a better and safer way to carry your phone? Well, stop looking. The hip clip and pocket accessory is for you. Go to hipclips.com. I'm going to spell it for you. HIPKLIPS.com. HipClips.com. The best way to carry your everyday personals.
Being the one who makes a difference is what I am all about. I am the Pet Safety Crusader, and my superpower is helping people to help their pets. So I come to you via the airwaves, sharing the latest 411 on how you can help your pets live longer, happier lives by your side. So please sit, stay, or just keep on doing what you're doing, but join me Thursdays at 1 p.m. on BBS Radio for each episode of Pet Safety Crusader Radio to learn, share, and become that awesome person your pet knows you can be.
Hey, pet lovers, you can now contact a vet by video chat or text 24/7 worldwide. That's right, with Vets Plus More, a very important life-saving app for your pet, for your smartphone. Need to speak to a vet right now for an emergency or just a simple question? Then Vets Plus More is the answer. I'll spell it out for you. VETSPLUSMORE.com. Go to VetsPlusMore.com and speak to a vet for any medical questions or any simple questions for your furry best friend. This is the best thing you can do for your pet and for yourself. Do you travel with your pets? If you do, then take a vet with you. Just download Vets Plus More on your smartphone. VetsPlusMore.com.
And you are back with Pet Safety Crusader Radio, and the Crusader herself is talking to the co-founder of Blog Paws. Let me spell that for you. B as in boy, L-O, G as in goat, P as in Paul, A-W-S. I just want to make sure you hear what I'm saying. And the website is blogpaws.com. And this is an organization that Yvonne DeVita co-founded for all of the pet bloggers out there who are so passionate about getting the right information out to the people who want to learn how to better care for their pets, help their pets, have fun with their pets, do all kinds of things with the animals they share their lives with. So we both are just 2 weeks back from an amazing conference in Phoenix. And I must tell you, as I had the honor of actually speaking there myself, but I didn't get to attend as many of the seminars as I wanted to, Yvonne, because I was actually so engaged with networking and talking with all the peeps there that I think I missed a few of the actual seminars. But it was just a great time, and I met so many people. What do you think about the conference? What were your standouts, and how did it go?
The conference this year was one of the best ever. I mean, we're hearing feedback from everyone about how well it was done, how exciting it was. We worried a little bit because being in Phoenix, it was hot, not one issue with the weather. You know, the hotel was absolutely, the resort was absolutely amazing in catering to every little thing. And here's the key about a Blog Paws conference. It's about learning. So we bring in really, really expert speakers on topics like photography and video and how to talk to brands and all the different things, that the content, how to make your content really stand out, you know, what blog platform to use, so WordPress or Typepad or Blogger or something else. But we also make sure that every single conference we have is held somewhere where their pets are welcome. And when I say welcome, there's a couple of things. Pets go everywhere, in fact, even in the eating areas. They don't go to the hotel restaurant. We always let people know that. But as far as our area in the conference, Blog Paws, we have a big room where we hold all the meals. They're welcome there. So everybody brings their pets. The second thing is we're pet friendly to the max. So we had a capybara a couple years ago. That's, I don't know if you, it's a big, giant kind of rodent.
Rodent, yeah.
Guinea pig, it's enormous, but it was adorable. And we've had birds, and we've had all sorts of animals. And the reality is the location must be pet-friendly to that level. Some places we've talked with they say, okay, dogs under 40 pounds. And we're like, oh, no, no, no. You probably saw the great big Pyrenees dogs that were there.
Absolutely. There was a couple of white Pyrenees, and they were gorgeous. And I must tell you, one of the highlights for me, as weird as this may sound, was actually watching the dogs step back at the little doggy outdoor restroom while the ferrets had the run of the grass.
Yeah, there you go. So we have ferrets, and they come every year. Those are our ferret folks. So the reality is we are very careful to look for locations that are pet friendly in that area, in that way, so they allow us to invite our community and have them bring their pets. And they also have to be open to the little funny things that pets do. So our pets and the people who bring them are very well behaved. But things happen, you know, and everything isn't always perfect, and the hotel needs to understand that. So we're very careful about that. But our conference, in its unique way, really focuses on the fact that we in the Blog Paws community have a commitment to the human-animal bond. We are committed to sharing and giving back. So at every Blog Paws conference, you will see us give away donations to various shelters. In fact, one thing that we're really proud of, our keynotes, when we ask them if they will come and speak and address our community and our attendees, they come without a fee. We do not pay them a fee. They allow us to donate to a shelter of their choice. It's usually a local shelter in their hometown. And that has what we have stood by the 8 years that Blog Paws has been putting on conferences. Because in the end, that's what it's about. It's about the pets. It's about helping and caring and taking care of them and showing the rest of the world the value that these animals have in our lives. So we give away to a local shelter, which we choose. We look at all the shelters in the area. We gave away to the reservation shelter this year because the resort was on a reservation. And it's funny because people often overlook the reservation animals. So we give away to a shelter chosen by attendees. When you register, you nominate a shelter. We do a random draw, and that shelter wins a donation. And we gave away this year to Win Feline, which is a research group, a nonprofit that does research on cat health. So
just fabulous. I mean, it's so great that bloggers are providing content, but then also giving back. So if people want to learn more about blogging or even about reading other people's blogs, I'm going to send them to blogboz.com. Is that right, Yvonne?
Absolutely. Absolutely. We have links on our site to all of the conferences, and you'll see where at the close of the conference we do an awards. So we are the only place that will recognize the bloggers for the hard work they do all year long. And so those bloggers are recognized, the finalists and the winners, on the site, and those are fantastic blogs. And then, of course,
absolutely,
we have a community.
Yeah, absolutely. So I mean, it is a community. It's a place to network, and it's a place to get recognized. So if you're thinking about that for next year, please go to blogpaws.com, and please also look up my other guests and learn more about what they do to help the animals in your lives, curapet.com and pethub.com. But do check out Blog Paws. I know they're going to have an amazing conference next year. And do also visit me at sunnydoginc.com to see if we can do a meet and greet during my Fall Southern U.S. Pet Safety Tour. My pack and I have paws and fingers crossed that you and yours will stay safe, healthy, and happy, and I personally challenge you to do your best to be a superhero in the life of an animal. I look forward to having you hear me next week. This is the Pet Safety Crusader signing off. She went to cover, right in the car.